Alfredo Cospito befindet sich seit dem 20. Oktober im Hungerstreik gegen das Folterregime, dem er im Gefängnis von Sassari auf Sardinien ausgesetzt ist. Nach der Anhörung zu seiner Beschwerde über seine Verlegung in das 41-Bis-Gefängnis, die am 5. Dezember vor dem Überwachungsgericht in Rom stattfand, gab das Gericht am Montag, den 19. Dezember, die Entscheidung bekannt, dass Alfredo die kommenden 4 Jahre bis zur nächsten Haftprüfung im 21-Bis-Foltergefängnis bleiben muss. 41-Bis ist das härteste Isolationsregime in Europa. Ursprünglich eingeführt, um Mafia-Mitglieder daran zu hindern, ihre Aktivitäten vom Gefängnis aus fortzusetzen, wurde nach seiner Einführung auch bald auf revolutionäre Gefangene ausgeweitet, um ihnen jegliche Interaktion mit der Außenwelt zu untersagen. 3 Gefangene der Roten Brigaden, Nadia Lioce, Roberto Morandi und Marco Mezzasalma, sitzen bereits seit 17 Jahren im 41-Bis. Diana Blefari, eine 4. Gefangene der Roten Brigaden, nahm sich im Jahr 2009 nach 4 Jahren 41-Bis das Leben. Julia aus der Soli-Gruppe um Alfredo hat mit uns im Interview gesprochen und auf die Frage, wie es Alfredo geht, antwortet sie, dass er sich in einer grenzwertigen Situation befindet.
So, he's not too bad, but he's 60 days as is, he's in hunger strike, so for sure his condition are not critical at the moment, but they could be critical any day. So it's really a little bit on the border, the situation.
Ja, nach 61 Tagen mittlerweile im Hungerstreik, das Interview haben wir gestern geführt, ist der Gesundheitszustand von Alfredo entsprechend kritisch. Und auf die Frage, was die aktuelle Situation ist, berichtet sie von den beschissenen Entwicklungen, die sich am Montag dann jetzt so manifestiert haben.
So, explain what is the judicial situation, the law situation at the moment. Like there are 2 different decisions that were taken. One is about the 41-bis regime. Since Alfredo is in this regime, in this torture regime, since May of this year, and he appealed against this. And yesterday, on the 5th of December, there was a hearing in front of the Surveillance Tribunal Court of Rome, which is the only court in Italy who can decide if you stay or if you go out from this regime. And yesterday they decided he has to stay. This means that he has to stay for the next 4 years. Then there will be a new hearing, and it could be and every time it could be 2 years more. So that is the first time is 4 years, and then every time is 2 years more. And they decide that because they consider him to be the leader of EAF-ERI, which is considered to be a terroristic association. And what they actually wrote is that he, with his interview, his letters, his writing from the prisons, he continued to give indication to comrades who were free to find targets to attack. And he was talking of direct actions against institutions. So they consider him to be extremely dangerous. And so they decided he has to stay in this regime, which, just to say it very briefly, it comes from the counter of the riots in the jails in the 70s. Then it was more structured in the 90s, again, people who are considered part of mafia association. And since 2005, there are 4 comrades, now 3 because one killed herself, of the new Red Brigades who are in this regime. So it's getting broader and broader, his application.
Das meiste wurde in der Anmoderation eigentlich schon übersetzt, aber im Grunde wurden jetzt 2 Sachen verhandelt in der jüngsten Zeit. Einmal seine Beschwerde gegen seine Unterbringung im 41-Bis-Foltergefängnis und zum anderen wurde sein ursprünglicher Haftgrund nochmal verhandelt. Dazu kommen wir im nächsten Teil. Ja, ihm wird im Grunde vorgeworfen, seine Genossinnen aus der Haft gesteuert zu haben. Ihm wird eine Führungsposition in der Föderation italienischer Anarchistinnen zugesprochen. Und das ist quasi die Begründung, warum er weiter in der 41-Bis-Haft bleiben muss.
Yeah, and this is one decision. The other decision is about the case, which is this Skriptamanent process. And like Alfredo and Anna were considered to be responsible of an attack against a school of carabinieri, which is like police, military police in Italy, in which no one died and no one got hurt. And the crime for which they were condemned by the Supreme Court in Italy, it was mass murder against the security of the state, which is the most harsh crime, which is in the Italian criminal code. And for this crime, only life imprisonment. You can, like, the only punishment which is which you can give for this, if you are condemned for death for this crime, is life imprisonment. So, like, the Court of Appeal, which has to say, okay, this is life imprisonment, because the Supreme Court could just say which kind of crime it was, they asked to the Constitutional Court if, since it was like there were minor damages, if they could apply some attenuating circumstances. Since in Italy, if you are a recidivist, you cannot have any attenuating circumstances, but so they asked to the Constitutional Court if they can do it. So it's a sort of a way to not take the decision of life imprisonment for the moment, and always sort of asking someone else if they can decide. So no one wants to take the responsibility for that, I would say.
So now another 4 years in this torture prison. How is the family and the friends, and how can we support you somehow?
For sure, we are really worried also because, yeah, if it keeps going like this, he will not stay for years, because he decided to do this hunger strike till his death, if he's not, if they don't put him in a normal jail. But yeah, for sure, it was like we had the feeling as comrades that we tried to do our best to that this his case is not just an anarchist problem, but is something that people, like also other people, discuss about it. And actually, it is now a theme in the like mainstream media, or so not the main theme, but like lots of news and also like radio and fanzine and TV, and so they talk, there were some program about that. And yeah, for sure, then there was some direct action against us. So it's also the feeling, okay, we want to make clear that they cannot do it for free, and it's not gonna pass it just like this. But it's clear that on one side there is a state, and so it's not so easy to put some weight on our side of the balance, if I can say it like this.
Alfredo hat angekündigt, bis zu seiner Entlassung aus dem 41 bis im Hungerstreik zu sein. Er wird nicht anfangen zu essen, bevor er entlassen ist aus dieser Isolationshaft und in einen normalen Strafvollzug zurückverlegt ist. Und dementsprechend ist die Situation prekär und sind die Freundinnen und Genossinnen besorgt, weil jetzt eben gerade jüngst das Urteil gefällt ist, dass er die nächsten 4 Jahre dort bleiben soll. Und dann haben wir noch über Silvester gesprochen, und das ist der letzte Teil.
Will there be some action for New Year's Eve? Like traditionally, yeah, the imprisoned is thought on this evening. Do you have plans
for
this?
Yeah, like as usual, like usually in Italy we do, like in every city there is a, like we go, like comrades go under the jail to like for New Year's Eve. And in like yesterday it came out a call for a demo in Rome, but I cannot say much more because it's a super new, it's a news, so I don't know much about what is the idea of this demo and which are where it will be and which are the aims. So, but yeah, since the news of it's very, like, it came out yesterday that they decided that he has to stay in 41 bis, so it's everything very, yeah, I wouldn't say on the rush because we knew that it was possible, but like action and also demos and so, like more public actions, they are coming out in these hours.
Ja, das war Julia von der Soli-Gruppe um Alfredo und die aktuellen Entwicklungen im Fall des anarchistischen Gefangenen, der sich zurzeit in der 41-Bis-Haft, in der Isolationshaft im härtesten Gefängnis Italiens befindet und im Hungerstreik ist, jetzt mittlerweile seit 61 Tagen. Und gestern gab es auch einen Beitrag in der Süddeutschen Zeitung und es ist wirklich, macht mittlerweile, schlägt sein Fall größere Wellen und im Grunde wird ja auch Moral und Verhältnismäßigkeit verhandelt und AnarchistInnen weltweit gehen auf die Straße in Solidarität mit Alfredo.